This is In Focus, featuring interviews with our local newsmakers, information on community programs and politics, and the story on local current events. In Focus on Lake 88.
Welcome to another edition of In Focus. My name is Bob Perreault, and I'm very pleased to welcome back to our studio a frequent guest here, a good friend of the station, Mr. Ramsey Hart, Executive Director of The Table. Oh, I should turn on your microphone.
Oh, hello.
Even you knew that. I mean, good to have you here, sir.
Great to be here.
And also joining us today is Perth Town Councillor Isabel Ann McCrae. Hello.
Merry Christmas. And I'm glad to be here.
And to you as well. And thank you so much for being here. We have some great news stories that we're going to be sharing over the next 10 to 12 minutes here. And we're going to start right off with an initiative, Ramsey, that we had talked about before here. This is Toonies for the Table, and it's been going quite well.
It's been going exceptionally well. Thanks in large part to Isabel Ann's hard work. Yeah, we've put out over 100 jars around the community, thanks to all the businesses that supported us. And the Toonies have been rolling in.
And Isabel Ann, Ramsey said that, you know, you really took this particular fundraiser to heart, and you've put a lot of hard work in it. So just tell us first off, what was it about this particular fundraiser that really struck a chord with you?
When there was a fire here in Perth on Harvey Street, as a councillor, I was invited to go to meetings that Ramsey initiated in our community. And I went to them and I heard the stories of the people that had been displaced. And after leaving those meetings, I thought, I have to do something. So I went home, and that weekend, my granddaughter was at my in my apartment, and I was telling her about the fire, and I was telling her about how I was thinking of some kind of a fundraiser. And Octavia came out to me, and she says, Nanny, I'd like to donate Toonies to the Table. And that was the spark.
Wow.
Yeah, that was the zing. That was the spark that initiated the whole fundraiser, Toonies for the Table.
And Ramsey, these Toonies that have been donated, I know you have an idea of how many have come in so far. Maybe tell us how much has been raised so far and where it's going to go.
Well, you can do the math and help me figure out how many Toonies it equates to. But we've had about $4,200 come through the jars, $4,200, and then a very generous donation from Topps Environmental Solutions of $10,000 towards the campaign.
That is absolutely incredible. And that number of Toonies works out to be a heck of a lot.
2,100 or so?
I don't know. It's a lot. It certainly is. Now, you mentioned Topps Environmental Solutions. Isabel Ann, tell us about that.
So I was working away on the project, and I just have to say it's truly been a community of heart. Nothing's done alone, as you know. We achieve success with the support and help of others. And this has truly been a community effort. But to get back to your question, so I happened to be talking to my brother, Howard McCrae, and he owns a company called Topps Environmental Solutions. And I was telling him about Toonies for the Table, and I was telling him about the table, and he said, I want to see the table. And I said, okay. So I called Ramsey up, and I said, I'm bringing Howard to the table. And that night, they were serving people, and Ramsey was kind enough to take him on a tour and allow Howard to visit with the staff and talk to the staff and see what was going on. He was especially intrigued by the educational programs, the community gardening, and the actual food bank and the table itself. And we left there, and he said, let's go out for fish and chips. And I said, I'm going to treat you. So we went out, and we had fish and chips. And he said, that's something my organization, my business wants to be a part of. I'm giving $10,000. And I just about died when he said that. My jaw dropped. And I said, are you serious, Howard? Absolutely. I want to be involved in that kind of a contribution. So that's how it happened.
Amazing. And so that $10,000 goes to the cause. And Ramsey, what is that going to mean for your organization?
Well, it's a huge help. We have been struggling this year with the food costs. So despite the best efforts of our chefs to you know, trying to keep a lid on things, we had spent our full budgeted amount for our community meals already this fiscal year. So that leaves us 3 months to make up still in the new year. And so generous support like this will mean we are still going to have to, you know, be careful, but, you know, we don't have to make hard decisions about cutting back on programming or things like that, that we have the confidence we can continue the year and make sure we're still doing our three meals a week. And also Howard was very generous to allocate half of those funds towards our project in Smiths Falls, which is also wonderful.
Yeah, that's amazing. And let's talk a little bit about that project in Smiths Falls, the Falls Food Hub. Mm-hmm. You and I have talked about it several times. What's the latest?
So the latest is we're hoping to get our building permit applied for by the end of the week, fingers crossed, if not very shortly into the new year. We had a successful matching donation campaign for Giving Tuesday and raised $10,000. And then we also got a wonderful announcement recently of $50,000 from Commonwealth Mutual's LEAF grant application. There's the TOPS Environmental Solutions generous support. So we are filling that cup step by step and really excited to reach our target to be able to launch this spring.
And we have the location at the Chambers Street location there, the Giant Tiger Mall.
Exactly, yep. So we've secured that location.
I look in it all the time, by the way.
just envision it full of, good conversation and delicious meals and sort of become that empty shell will become a really sort of thriving hub for the community.
As a local representative, Isabel, and you get the opportunity to sort of spread the word of what the table is doing, and I know that you would love to see some of the efforts that have been successful here, like Toonies for the Table, expanded into Smiths Falls as they welcome this new initiative.
Yes, I don't see Toonies for the Table is just a beginning. Okay, we've just initiated something, and any fundraiser takes years to establish and to gain ground. And so this is just this year. Mm-hmm. There'll be Toonies for the Table next year, if I have anything to do about it, and that will just continue to grow. And the next thing is have been so many volunteers and community groups that have been interested in Toonies for the Table, it has no place to go but to grow. And if I could just mention some of those, if you don't mind.
Absolutely, please.
Okay, so first of all, I just can't say enough good things about the BIA and the Perth and District Chambers of Commerce. They endorsed both of these activities, and they allowed us to circulate and take collections at various events. One of those being, for example, the Once Upon a Christmas. And there were a number of community members, like the Twisted Fork and different organizations that actually donated. And program we did called Cookies, Cupcakes, Crafts, and Candy Canes. And at that event, we collected over $600. And those funds were collected by students from both the Upper Canada School Board and the Catholic School Board of Eastern Ontario.
Fantastic.
So the schools are even starting to get interested in it. I have to mention Kelly's Flowers, Krista Mackler. The jars, mason jars, which I think is very appropriate, were put in her store. And I've done two or three different collections. I have another one to make the end of this week because this is actually over December the 22nd. What they're going to do is they're going to match whatever we've collected from their particular store. And that just gives you an example how one business has gravitated to this fundraiser.
Absolutely.
And Lanark Lifestyles Retirement Living and Carolina Retirement Living, they have a challenge going on right now. Who's going to donate the most? Mm-hmm. And they're neck and neck. So, as I've said, Santa will only know who will prevail as the winner. So, it just gives you an idea how people are jumping aboard. And I see this as moving to hopefully other communities. And I know that's what Howard's interested in as well. He said, like, could you not take Toonies for the Table to Smith Falls and follow Ramsey Hart and his team around? And, well, I'll leave that to Ramsey. But I'm more than willing to jump in and help in any way I can.
Awesome. That is fantastic. And thank you to everyone who's made it a possibility and just brought in those incredible, generous donations. Two suggestions: Fivers for the Falls.
Oh, nice.
Or, or Hundreds for the Hub.
Okay.
I don't know. Just thinking.
All right.
Now, even though that the physical location is not up and running, so to speak, right now, you've been so active in the community.
We have.
And we have to talk about a special event that's taking place on Thursday.
Yeah, so we have our second annual Christmas meal, at Hanley Hall. So it's turkey with all the trimmings. We're expecting 200 or so folks to join us for a wonderful holiday meal. Yeah, so it's 5 to 7 o'clock, no reservation required, a dine-in. At Hanley Hall on McGill Street.
Excellent. And tons of volunteers make this happen. Just speak to their generosity.
Absolutely. So, in Smiths Falls, with everything we're doing, as in Perth, volunteers really are the driving force behind what we do. We have, amazing staff team, but they couldn't possibly do everything without in Perth, 150, and in Smiths Falls, we've got about 15 regular, and we've got many more volunteers coming out for this special meal on Thursday. So, yeah, thanks, and a very Merry Christmas to all of our amazing volunteers.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And finally, the sponsors, because there are people, organizations that are making this happen, and they also help the other meals happen as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Town of Smiths Falls has been with us from the start for the Falls Food Hub and our Monday lunch, as well as Canopy Growth Tweed in Smiths Falls is another founding supporter of ours, and we've had great support from Andrews Independent that's providing the pies for the meal, as well as a financial contribution to our work, and the Tap House has been amazing. We had Chef Jay Ride from the Tap House helping with our Monday lunches. They donated a lot of food from the Tap House to the meals, and they're donating the turkeys for the dinner this week.
So one more time, just run down the particulars of it, where, when, all that.
Hanley Hall, which is on McGill Street, just behind the Catholic Church in Smiths Falls, 5 o'clock to 7 on Thursday the 21st.
Sounds great. Ramsey, thank you so much for being here. It's always a pleasure, sir.
Likewise, thank you.
And Councillor Isabel Ann McCrae from the town of Perth, thank you for being here. We'll talk about this initiative next year, too.
We will. Thank you very much for having me.
You're very welcome.
Merry Christmas, Bob.
Merry Christmas to you as well. That's another edition of In Focus. Thanks so much for listening. Have a wonderful afternoon.
In Focus on Lake 88. To hear today's program online or to listen to any of our previous In Focus interviews, visit our website at lanarkleadstoday.ca.
In Focus on Lake 88 was brought to you by Perth Chiropractic in the Perth Family Health Center, 33 Lewis Street in Perth.